You want to get in on the action? We want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter at faderoutednz. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us, in crowd. Let's run the option and give you our picks for the week.
It is the option for week 3. And if you want to play along with us, you know what to do. Hit us up, Fade Route Podcast. Click that link in bio on our Instagram. Find our CBS league, also entitled The Option. And play along with D and Z. Now, last week we had a nice rebound. Yeah, we're doing all right. We definitely are doing all right. You are tied at the top with Foxy and the lovely Rita Sanchez with 19 points. I'm right behind you guys at 18. Like right there. Right there. And Zach is coming up strong. But there's a big week coming up. Let's see what you guys got. Starting off Thursday night. The New York Giants go west to Santa Clara to take on the 49ers.
What did Mr. T say before he fought Rocky the first time? Pain. That's what this game is going to be. It's going to be a lot of pain. We got the 49ers.
Prediction, pain. So, let's put it this way. It's a 99% to 1% discrepancy on CBS. It's a 99%. It's almost a metaphysical certitude that the Niners are going to win this game. But I think the Niners will play down to their competition. I'm not saying the Giants will win. It's a Thursday night. It's a short week. Guaranteed to be an ugly game. Would it surprise me if the Giants pulled one out at the gun? No, not particularly. But Niner defense is very strong. Debo, Christian McCaffrey, Brock Purdy, very deep. Niners squeak by ever so narrow.
Need some last-minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at the Fade Route have you covered. Tune in every NFL Sunday to Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts, or green light, and fantasy sits, or red light. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 every NFL Sunday during the season. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get the Fade Route. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z. Every NFL Sunday during the season.
Sunday. The Gardner Minshew-led 1-1 Indianapolis Colts go into Baltimore to take on the 2-0 Ravens.
I went back and forth on this, but I think we could go with Baltimore.
Minshew is going to make them better. But Minshew is not going to make them win. Like Michael Pittman will be better this weekend. But they will not win. Ravens by a touchdown. The 1-1 Titans go into Cleveland to take on the 1-1 Brownies.
Cleveland!
Really?
Good defense, man.
This is as close to a pick 'em as you can get. It's 56-44 in favor of the Browns. I'm going to go with the Titans. I think Derrick Henry reestablishes himself, starts running the rock more, and I think that Deshaun Watson is going to have a not-so-good day. In a battle of premier rookie running backs, Bijan Robinson and the two Bijan and the 2-0 Atlanta Falcons go into Rock City to take on Jahmyr Gibbs and the 1-1 Detroit Lions.
Bijan Falcons.
Nice. Detroit. I'm taking the Lions. I like what I see from them. Even in a loss to the Chiefs, they still posted well. And I think that Robinson's going to have a good game. I think Jared Goff is going to have a good game. And I think Aiden Hutchinson is going to get home at least once on Desmond Ridder. The 2-0 New Orleans Saints go into Lambeau to take on the 1-1 Green Bay Packers.
Oh, Saints play good defense. Taking the Saints.
They're going to have to because that Monday night performance was atrocious. It was not good. Like, Derek Carr brought Vegas with him. He brought the Raiders with him. They just changed the silver and black for the black and gold. But I think they will do just enough to win. That defense plays. Jordan Love is going to be on his back at least once, maybe twice. Saints win. Saints win. The 0-2 Texans go into Jacksonville to take on the 1-1 Jaguars.
Jags.
Yeah. Trevor Lawrence is going to give more sage-like advice to another rookie quarterback.
I think it's going to be a tough day for him, though. I don't think it's going to be a rollover. I think the Texans are going to play tough. I mean, they gave Jackson a hard time.
Yeah.
No, they knocked Richardson out of the game, and, you know, Minshew's Minshew.
that is true. Gardner Minshew is Gardner Minshew, but Trevor Lawrence is the only one who's in that same stratosphere as Lamar Jackson. So if there's anybody who can overcome this, it's Trevor Lawrence. I'm going to take the Jags. Jags by 10. The 0-2 Broncos come east to take on the 2-0 Miami Dolphins.
I'm taking the Dolphins.
CBS Sports has this one at a 97-3 in favor of the Dolphins.
Wow.
And I am likely to agree. That defense, it's not great. But that offense is humming right now. Over under 16 points for the Broncos.
Under.
Oof. It's bad.
Yeah, he's bad. He's bad.
It's just it's so bad.
He's bad.
It's so bad. And he's bad. Sean Payton can't save him.
No, he's bad, man. He's bad.
The 0-2 Chargers go into Minnesota to take on the 0-2 Vikings with their new toy, Cam Akers.
The Vikings win the toilet bowl.
Oof. This is tough. They both stink. Like, I agree with you. And at the end of the day, who's got the more dynamic offense? It's 60-40 in favor of the Vikings on CBS, so it's a little bit closer than you think it would be. I'm going to go with the Chargers just to be different, but I don't think it's going to be a high-scoring affair. This will not be, you know, this will set defense back at least a few years. The 0-2 Patriots go into MetLife to take on the 1-1 Jets. Jets.
COVID. COVID. So I'm taking the Patriots. It's not hard for me.
Pats win. We agree. Oh, over under 175 and 2 touchdowns for Mac Jones.
I'm going to go under.
Okay. That's fair.
I'd love to push, but I don't push.
No, we don't push on this show. The 1-1 Buffalo Bills go into Landover, Maryland to take on the 2-0 Washington Commanders.
Oh, yes. I am taking the Commies.
This is going to be tough. This is going to be the game of the week material right
now. Sam Howell's for real.
They're playing well. They are playing well. Robinson's playing well. Sam Howell's playing well. That defense is playing well up until that last Hail Mary. They were playing great. Buffalo needs this game. Buffalo's got to have this game. Buffalo needs to reestablish who the hell they are. I'm going to take Buffalo.
If you want to get on the action, we want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter at faderoutednz. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us, in crowd.
We're into the 4 o'clock hour, ladies and gentlemen. The 0-2 Panthers go into Lumen Field to take on the 1-1 Seattle Seahawks.
Seahawks.
Go Hawks. Go Hawks. We're talking to America right now, Gino. Go Hawks. 2-1. The 2-0 Cowboys go into Arizona to take on former division rival, but now currently dead ass last in the NFC West, Arizona Cardinals at 0-2.
Cowboys.
It's another one. CBS Sports, 98-2. Another one. 98-2 in favor of the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah. It's not going to be 40-0. It's not going to be. The Cardinals will score, but it is going to be an ass whooping. An ass whooping in favor of the Cowboys. The 0-2 Bears go into Arrowhead to take on the 1-1 Chiefs.
KC.
You have the highest winning percentage of any quarterback against the lowest winning percentage of any quarterback. Yeah. How about them Chiefs? Your Sunday night special, the 1-1 Steelers go into Allegiant Stadium to take on the 1-1 Las Vegas Raiders.
Raiders.
Really?
Really?
Really? Okay, I'm going with the Steelers. Kenny Pickett aside, if Najee Harris runs like he did in the second half, they will be very good. They will be tough to beat. And that defense made a statement on Monday. I think they're going to continue that statement this Sunday.
Can you take the championship from DNZ? This year, you can play our football pick'em on CBS Sports and compete against us in the option every week. Check the link in our Instagram bio, Fade Route Podcast, for all the details and to sign up. Then tune into the Fade Route every week until the Super Bowl for updates and standing. Bring it on.
And your Monday night football doubleheader, starting with the 2-0 Eagles going into Tampa Baker. To take on the 2-0 Tampa Bay Bucks.
Eagles.
It's going to be closer than people think. 90-10 on CBS Sports. I'm going to go with the Eagles, but the Bucks keep it close. And your Monday night main event, the 1-1 Los Angeles Rams go into Cincinnati to take on the 0-2 Bengals.
Oh, the Rams.
Does Joe Burrow play?
Yeah, he'll play, but he's gonna be ineffective.
I think that at some point Burrow is going to be out, Browning is going to be in, and it's not going to matter because the Rams are going to win this one pretty easily. Bengals go to 0-3.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, turn on subscription notifications, and tell your friends. Spread the word, spread it wide.